Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get a hold of!
Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. Thank you for joining me today on KMBZ 980 AM if you're joining us on the radio. If you're listening to us on podcasts, we're on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Appreciate you joining us on podcasts. We greatly appreciate that as well. Also, you connect with us at thegrillnationshow.com, which is our website. We really like to hear from our supporters and guests and listeners. We've had a lot of good feedback recently on our shows, which you know is all based on our guests because they're just doing incredible work here in the region. And, you know, we greatly appreciate all of their all of the great wisdom they share with us each and every week here on the Grill Nation Show. So thank you for listening. You can connect with me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Jason Grill. We post a lot of information about this show on social media, as well as clips from our show and all of the links you need to listen to our show each and every week. Also, you can find links to all of our old shows and podcasts on my social media or on grillnationshow.com as well. We are excited about today's show. I want to thank Jonathan Cole, who's the founder and owner of Pendulum. Their website is pendulumkc.com, a great architecture and just a wonderful design firm here in Kansas City. He last second couldn't make it today because he's busy working and building stadiums and all kinds of great projects throughout our country based out of the crossroads in Kansas City. But one of the things that Jonathan does and Pendulum does every quarter is they introduce Grill Nation Show to an awesome company here in Kansas City and one that they've worked with or one that they're really excited about. And that brings us to our guest today. Welcome to the show, Jasmine Nastasi, who's the founder of Stellar Image Studios. Their website is stellarimagestudios.org. I'm going to throw that up here on the live stream. Jasmine, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's learn a little bit about you first off. Tell us about your background and kind of what you do here in Kansas City.
Yeah. And so I was going to say I am the co-founder of Stellar Image Studios. I co-own the business with my sister, Amber. We're a full-service video production company in Kansas City. Our studio is located in Brookside. And we...
You're right down the street from me. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You're in Brookside?
I live on Huntington, or I live in Brookside. Might not want to get my address out here, but,
yeah.
But I live close by.
Cool.
Right, yeah. In the woods.
That's awesome. Yeah, we moved here about a year ago. Prior to that, we were working out of our houses. Amber is my sister. We started out with just the two of us, and then we now have 5 full-time employees. So it's kind of been a wild ride. But we really specialize in impactful storytelling with small to large businesses. We also do a lot of promotional videos, nonprofit fundraising videos, a lot of sizzle and hype reels. So that's like a 1 to 2 minute pump up video for an event.
Mm-hmm. You do a lot of different things. And,
yeah.
We'll break those down a little bit too, moving forward. I want to kind of go back and learn more about you. And I did say founder. I apologize.
That's okay.
You and your sister are both founders, so I guess that means you're co-founders.
Yeah, we're one.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you guys were twins when I first got on your website, but you look very similar.
Everyone thinks we're twins, and then when they ask if we're twins, I say no. But guess which one is older. So I make people guess on who's older, and they always think she's older when I'm really the older one.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting. So you went to Northwest Missouri State, right?
I did.
You're a Bearcat. And what was your major? Did you have any intuition about doing anything like you're doing today?
Not at all. So I graduated with an international business degree, and my sister, she graduated from University of Nebraska in, I think it was maybe poetry and photography. I'm not sure. But I started out doing, my background's really non-traditional. I started out at Cerner, which everyone does right after college. Worked there for a year, did not like it. And then I transitioned into the nonprofit world. So I worked for Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas for about 3 to 4 years. Feels so long ago. But I worked in the Refugee Resettlement Department, and I was in their employment department, led that team for the first 2 years. And then I started a social enterprise with the organization, which was a cleaning company that hired recently resettled refugees at above average wages. And then the profits that we made from the cleaning company funneled back into the refugee program. So it was like a self-sustaining program.
Wow.
We would contract with Catholic schools around Kansas City. And so that's kind of where I got my business acumen, was from that social enterprise, because I was running a company without my own money. I was like managing crews. I was managing the contracts. I was managing the budget, and we were really successful for the first 2 years. But we started to, once the administration changed, we started seeing less refugees resettle in the United States. Mm-hmm. So we were unable to keep the program going because I had all the contracts, but I was unable to fill them with new refugees, because the purpose of the program was to, I didn't want the refugees to be cleaners forever. I worked with them on career development. So that was like their first stepping stone. And then they were off to a better paying career.
Very interesting. That's a great experience. I mean, so you left there, and then you started Stellar Image Studios. And
yes.
When you started it, kind of what was the goal of the company at that point, you and your sister?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back 3 years ago, but Amber and I were both in a place where we were ready to make a jump. And her and I have very different backgrounds and different personalities. So she's very, very creative, kind of more visionary, and I'm very strategic and more analytical. And so I run the business side of things, and she's the head of creative. I think those two personalities are really imperative in a business partnership, because we kind of bring out the best of each other, and we stay out of each other's lanes. So we're able to create our projects to what the client wants, they're very creative, but they're also on time and on budget.
Stellar Image Studios, again, is a women-owned Midwest video production company turning your stories into moving pictures. We're going to learn more about Stellar Image Studios on the show today. Their website is stellarimagestudios.org. We'll be right back with more of the Grill Nation show. Thanks for listening today. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining us today on the radio, on podcasts. If you're on our website, we greatly appreciate that. Or if you're on our live stream, thanks for watching us here today. And if you've missed any of our shows, they are all on podcasts. And you can also watch all of our shows on our YouTube page, Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. We post all of our shows to that page. And again, if you ever want to collaborate with our show, you can email me at grillnationshow@gmail.com. We always are looking for collaborators, partners, and guests to be a part of the show. I want to thank Jonathan Cole from Pendulum. Their website is pendulumkc.com. He's a great thought leader in the world of architecture and design. He connected me for the show today to Jasmine Nastasi. Great last name, by the way. Founder of Stellar Image Studios. Their website is stellarimagestudios.com. And I know they're a great company because when I go to their website, it's like so interactive. So I know that they're good at what they do with these videos and kind of the look and the feel of it. It's pretty cool. So obviously you know what you're doing, Jasmine.
Thank you.
You started off kind of in the last segment telling us a little bit about the business, but kind of like go through it a little more in-depthly about kind of what Stellar Image Studios really kind of is at its core and what you guys help people with each and every day.
So we really specialize in impactful storytelling, promotional videos, commercials, hype reels. This past year, we really got into virtual events, producing virtual events. We do that for small to large companies, nonprofits, here in Kansas City and across the country. Mm-hmm. And we really have, and they use our videos for social media promotions, websites, sometimes commercial work, but we help them tell their story and market their brand, promote a product that they're trying to sell. Or we've worked a lot with different nonprofits in Kansas City. And those typically are, fundraising videos or things of that nature. So that's really what we specialize in. And our clients are really diverse, I would say. Some of our big clients in Kansas City have been Bank Midwest, Turner Construction. We've worked with Jonathan Cole at Pendulum on Truce Village, Cerner Charitable Foundation. Crux KC is another big partner. They're a digital advertising marketing firm in the Crossroads. So when people ask me what our niche is for what type of videos we create, I truly feel like everyone needs video. Every company needs video. We have clients that are very diverse across the board. Mm-hmm.
So you guys, you have on your website some of your examples of some of your moving pictures, as you like to call them, videos, as well as you know, some of your photography. So that's also part of the company as well?
Yeah, so we also do photography. I would say video production is our main service, but we've done a lot of headshots for companies, lifestyle photography, in the field or action mm-hmm. shots as well.
Yeah, you guys got some great testimonials as well. On the website, stellarimagestudios.org. What are some of the favorite projects you've ever done, you and your sister, at Stellar Image Studios?
Yeah, I would say my favorite project that we've done, and this was probably 2 years ago, was a project that we did for the Johnson County Library. Mm-hmm. I met director of the Johnson County Library at a networking event. And I told him how we essentially started our business at the library. Amber and I would meet with our business mentor every week, the start of our company in year one, in a meeting room at the library. And then we also utilize their makerspace. So the makerspace you have access to the Adobe Premiere Pro or the Adobe Suite. You can record voiceovers there. They have a green screen for free just by being a patron of the library. And when I told him that, he was like, I want you to do a video of you, of your company, but brand it for the Johnson County Library. Perfect. So that was really, it was a really fun project because it was kind of full circle. We talked about our start at the Johnson County Library and how we've grown. And my mentor, Mike, was in that video too. And I contribute a lot of like our success to him. He's somebody that I actually met at Catholic Charities. He was just a food pantry volunteer and has owned two publishing companies back in his day. And he was really the one who encouraged me to go on this like entrepreneur path. Mm-hmm. Cause he saw something in me, and still to this day, we meet at least once a week. He does it all by volunteer.
Really?
Yeah. So shout out to Mike Kreider.
Mike Kreider, you're a great mentor. I've got a comment here watching Cassandra Muna. SIS are the best.
I love Cassandra.
So SIS are the best. Live comment from LinkedIn. So that brings us to our next question. You started a business with your sister. You're not twins, but you look alike. You are sisters. What is it like working with your sister? And the name Stellar Image Studios, abbreviation is SIS. So I imagine that's because you're sisters.
Yes, that is.
Very smart. This is the million. Very good branding.
Thank you. This is the million-dollar question. Everybody asks, both me and Amber, this. What's it like working with your sister?
Not only working with your sister, starting a company with your sister.
Yeah, that's true. I would say it is, as cheesy as this sounds, it's my favorite thing about my job is working with Amber. We complement each other so well, and we make an incredible business partnership. It's fun. It obviously has its challenges because we are so different. Mm-hmm. But through the years, these past 3 years, we've really relied on each other, and we can be very honest, sometimes brutally honest, as our team likes to say, with each other because we are sisters. But I really think that transparency, open lines of communication is necessary in a business partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's easy to do with your sister.
Yeah, right? You guys know each other pretty well.
Yes.
What happens when you do get into a tiff or an argument? Because she's more of the kind of the, I don't know what side of your brain is, but she's the photography, you know, design,
creative
side, and you're more of the business and strategy side, I think.
Yeah, I say we typically will, if we are approaching a tiff, then we remove ourselves from the studio and go in another conference room and just hash it out. It's not always pretty, but we always at the end of it, we'll tell each other we love each other and we come up with a solution. And that's really the biggest thing is, okay, let's remove our egos or whatever is going on and let's come up with the solution.
I love it. So Stellar Image Studios, stellarimagestudios.org, great company here in Kansas City. I want to thank Jonathan Cole and Pendulum for connecting with the Grill Nation show. Jasmine Nastasi is one of the co-founders. Her and her sister founded the business about 3 years ago. They're working on all kinds of cool video projects. Talk about the growth of your company. You mentioned your office space in Brookside. I know you have a team now, so within 3 years now, I believe you have, what, six or seven people on the team?
Yeah, so there's five full-time employees, including me and Amber, but we also have three interns that have helped us out this past summer. So that's been.
So you have a full office right now.
Yeah, very, very full. And we're honestly outgrowing this space and looking at new options because it's, it's crazy how fast you can outgrow a space, but we definitely did. And we rent a space on the first floor too of this building, and that houses all of our gear. For a long time, for the first like 6 months of the being in this space, my back office was also the where all the equipment was. So that was very challenging.
Yeah.
So like the crew would be in and out of here while I'm like trying to do meetings or emails. So we definitely had to rent out a new space, but I want to consolidate and just have one big open space and maybe even having our own like psych wall and studio where we can set up shoots.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
Yeah.
What are your team members? What do they do?
So we have, so Amber is the director. I'm the producer. Then we have Stone Cole. He is our lead motion graphic artist, and he's actually kind of transitioning into an account manager role too, to help me out as we bring on more clients. Then we have Lava. She is a camera operator and editor. And then we have Sierra, who is another camera operator and editor.
Wow. And, great yeah, names.
I know. And then our three interns are Anna.
Well, a Hollywood casting. I mean, like these names of your team are just impressive.
I know. I might make it like a requirement that you have to have a cool name for us. Because our three interns are Yasmin, Princess, and Anna.
Oh, wow.
So.
You can check out their bios. It's stellarimagestudios.org. Just a really cool website. Even on their bios, their video, they have videos GIFs or GIFs or whatever.
Yes.
They call them, moving. So that'd be cool just if you guys could do that for other companies' websites. I mean, that's cool. Jasmine Nastasi is our guest today, co-founder of Stellar Image Studios. We'll be right back with more of the Grill Nation Show. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill, KMBZ 980 AM on the radio, on podcast networks, we're on all of them, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and Stitcher, as well as on our website, grillnationshow.com, where you can find all of our shows, links to all of our episodes and our guest information. Also, you can look us up on YouTube. We're also on social media. We're everywhere. We're trying to give people as many ways to connect with our audience, or excuse me, with our guests as possible, because they're doing some really great work here, and not only in the Kansas City region, but also on a national level. And today, thanks to Pendulum KC, pendulumkc.com, and Jonathan Cole, we've been connected to Jasmine Nastasi, who is the co-founder of Stellar Image Studios. Her and her sister, Amber, started the company 3 years ago. They're based in Brookside right now. And just do incredible video production work and photography for a ton of nonprofits, a bunch of businesses, and they're a growing company in our region. So welcome back to the show, Jasmine. Talk about your relationship with Jonathan Cole and Pendulum, kind of how you guys got connected, because he obviously is very thoughtful and very he has a cool factor, Jasmine. I mean, if you've been crossroads, it's amazing.
His office, I was in awe the first time I went to his office. I felt like it was like Willy Wonka, like, I don't know, like the candy room, his like barber shop in the back, his like a Porsche or something he was working on. I'm like, this is an architect firm. This is cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely cool. And, you know, they've been featured in so many different magazines. You know, I get on LinkedIn, I see him opening up a baseball stadium with Magic Johnson. It's like, what a gem to have Jonathan and his company here in Kansas City. And, working on projects and stadiums, not only stadiums, but also like, you know, all different types of buildings throughout our country. So we'll have Jonathan on the show again soon. But But you guys got connected. Tell us about that and kind of, you know, what you do together as far as work.
Yeah. So I was trying to remember how we got connected, and I think it was from Tim Bowman, who's the developer on the Truth Village project. So Pendulum is the architect there, or he's a partner on that project.
Yep.
And Tim had reached out to us to do a series of videos on the progress of Truth Village. And that's how we got in touch with Jonathan. And I feel like when we met him, it was more than just a client relationship. He, like you said, has so much swag, and he's so cool. And he
he's gonna love when he watches or listens. You
know? I know.
Hopefully, we'll talk more about him, more about Amber, and so they know that we're speaking highly of both of them.
Yes. And we did the first video with them at his amazing office space in the Crossroads. And it was really just to do an overall vision of what him and Tim are trying to create with Truth Village. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up doing another video, which was more focused on the contractors of Truth Village. So the people actually building and renovating that space. And that was really cool because they use a lot of DBE, minority-owned contractors and women-owned contractors to complete that space. We have two more videos that we're going to be creating for the Truth Village project as well. And Jonathan, since then, he has also helped. We have a program called SHOW, which is the CIS Hands-On Workshop, mm-hmm. the 7-week intensive curriculum for women who are interested in video production. So we teach them the skills that you need to have a career at a production studio. So anywhere from pre to post-production. And then after the 7 weeks, they have a project that they show to a panel of judges. And Jonathan was one of our first judges on the show. So he just has an incredible eye for video. Like, he's very good with the music, the audio, and he gave a lot of great feedback and critiques to our first cohort. So I
name of that again, Jasmine?
CIS Hands-On Workshop.
Okay, so are you going to be doing that again?
Yes, so we are going to host it again in January. So we did it January of this year, going to do it in January of 2022. And we are working on a partnership with Avila University. So we hosted it at the first cohort at our studio. We only had 3 participants that first time because of COVID, and we didn't have enough space in our studio. But Avila is interested in hosting us there to host this program. And really, we developed this program to minimize the gender gap in video production. It's a very male-dominated field, and we're really trying to push forward in making it more, giving more opportunities to women in the industry. And then also we're building our talent pool too. So as we grow and we have this this event or class, we're finding who would be a good fit for our company too.
That's awesome. What a good idea. You know, no one ever talks about that as far as women in the photography and video production world.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you like look at some of these videos coming out from major media corporations or, you know, sports or whatnot, you know, when they pan to the photographer at a sporting event, you know, it's rarely a woman.
Yeah, it's very true. And Steph, the film commissioner, she's
awesome, by the way. And I just moved in with her today. I was blowing her up last week. I was in Atlanta for a client, and it's Hollywood South down there. And there was like an entire parking lot that was full of trailers across the street from the Lowe's. And in my hotel was Jason Bateman. They were working on Ozark. So,
what?
Yeah, in Missouri, right? It's in Georgia, actually. Morgan Freeman was there working on a movie. Samuel L. Jackson, Black Panther 2. I mean, it's like there's 36 active projects going around Georgia right now, film production. And I blew up Steph, and I'm like, we've got to get a tax credit in Missouri again.
Yeah.
So we can have jobs created in economic development, but
yeah,
I it's cool. You know her. She's a rock star.
I love her. And she told me that out of, I think there's over 400 production companies in Kansas City, but we're the only 100% women owned video production company, which is kind of crazy. It's just crazy to me.
we're going to get moving forward more on get our incentive back or something. There's senators working on that, but it's such a loss. And there's people like you, like the fact of the matter is if there's 400 companies and you're the only women owned that do this in Kansas City, just think of how many there are in St. Louis and other parts of the state that if we had constant film production or media or, you know, or streaming, whatever you want to do it, let's call it production going on, just all the jobs that you guys have, it'd be pretty awesome.
I know.
Jasmine Nastasi is our guest, co-founder of Stellar Image Studios, stellarimagestudios.org. Seems like you're really into charity work, and just talking to you about your work at Catholic Charities and kind of giving back. You know, you also have worked with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Why is that important to you and important to giving back to the community in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think mentorship is really important to me. I've had some amazing mentors in my life, and I've been in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program for 8 years now.
Wow.
And so the Big Brothers Big Sisters just holds a special place in my heart. And truthfully, when I got into Big Brothers Big Sisters, I was working at Cerner. I was right out of college. I didn't know what I was doing. And they always ask me, like, why did you get into it? Why did you become a big? And if I'm being honest, my answer was like, I was a little lost. I didn't have family in Kansas City. I needed some companionship. And then when I met with my little, it was just like, we had this connection. She like became my family. Yeah. She's just amazing. And
it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a long time to do that.
Yeah. She's 15 now, going on 16. She's about to be 16.
Amazing. So
it's crazy.
Very cool. Jasmine, what are some new trends coming in your industry that you kind of are excited about in video production and photography?
What did you say? Sorry.
New trends, or is there an exciting new trend that you're kind of interested about or that you maybe see as the next kind of evolution or step that is coming?
Yeah, I would say, I don't know if it's a new trend, but I would say that I know the pandemic's not over yet, but I have just seen a huge demand for video production ever since everybody started to be online and digital and there was virtual events. The demand just keeps on increasing, and that's exciting to me because that means that our company is going to grow, other video production professionals are going to grow, and I'm excited to see where it keeps taking us.
What is the next, what is the most exciting thing about from start to finish on one of these projects that you work on for you? Like what is it that really kind of keeps you waking up in the morning and being excited about this company and this career?
I love to see the final project. I would say the beginning and the end are my favorite parts of the video production process. And that's probably because that's the part I'm like in. I don't film or edit or anything. I usually do the discovery calls with the client or the discovery meeting, sit in the storyboard session, and really help them develop their story. And I love helping the clients like develop their vision. They usually kind of have an idea of what they want, and then I help them like execute that vision, and then I bring it to the crew. And then I love when we successfully complete that vision at the end. It's really exciting. Sometimes one of our editors will send me a project to approve it, and I'll watch it. If it's really good and it hits me, I'll watch it 5 or 6 different times, and I'll keep going back to it. Like,
all right, let's start there on the next segment, if we could, Jasmine. Jasmine Nastasi is our guest, co-founder of Stellar Image Studios. Their website is stellarimagestudios.org. We'll be right back with more of the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Final segment of the show today with Jasmine Nastasi, who's the founder of Stellar Image Studios. Their website is stellarimagestudios.org, a video production company bringing stories to life, if you will, for many different companies and nonprofits throughout the region, growing company. You're completing a story before we had to go to break. Jasmine, why don't we pick up there?
We were talking about what my favorite part of the video production process is, and I said the beginning and the end. That's what I'm involved in. We just did a project with the Olathe Fire Department, and it had such high energy. One of our newer editors had edited the project, and she just absolutely nailed it. And I was just, I kept watching it over and over again. And it was just, it's fun to be able, like, I worked with the Olathe, the chief, fire chief, on his vision. And then we were able to, it was cool to see it finally executed.
I love it. Okay, so best for last, these are quick questions. So give us a quick answer if you would. Okay. Best advice you've received in the last few years?
I would say the best advice, it's pretty simple, but always be prepared. Never use the phrase, I'll just wing it. Go into every meeting, every event prepared with whatever.
So you're an over-prepared person.
Oh, yeah.
I would say you were on time by like 2 or 3 minutes early for today. So
yes.
Always. And you were very prepared. Sometimes people come on the show. Most part, they're prepared. But there are times where they have no idea what's going on. So when you put together the show, you kind of hope that they've been prepared a little bit. So
yes.
Thank you for preparing.
Yes.
What's the favorite thing about Pendulum Studios for you? Pendulum KC. I know we're going to ask Jonathan that question to you if he was here today, but what is your favorite thing about Pendulum?
I would say I love his passion and his swag. I'm not going to lie, I do love his swag. But his passion, not only for his design and architect firm, but he is such a big picture thinker and is doing so much more than just building buildings. So I would say his passion and his thought leadership.
That's awesome. And what do you think your sister would have said about either of those questions, Amber? You know, as far as best advice, and she's more of the photography video person. Is she as prepared as you?
She's has become more prepared, I would say. I would say, like, she's really had to learn to, like, get out of her own head. Like, she, at the beginning, she would find every little thing wrong with a video. And I'm like, we're good. Like, we got to send it. Like, we got to hit the deadline. It's like
she's a perfectionist.
She's a perfectionist. Yeah.
That's a good thing to have.
Yes.
That's always that question in an interview where people, like,
yeah,
they try to say that they're good at everything, but they're really not. And they say they're a perfectionist is one of their faults.
Yeah.
What is a project or initiative that you don't work on now, but you really want to?
I saw that on the questions, and that was really hard.
What's a dream project for you in your business? How about that?
Okay, so I would say a dream project is to do the social and video content for Reese Witherspoon's book club.
Okay.
She has this online virtual book club, and she has, like, just really amazing content. I'm an avid reader, and I would say, and she also has her own production side of the book club. It's very interesting. So I would say
that. We need to get a meeting set up with you too.
Do you know Reese Witherspoon?
I talked to a friend who was in LA last week, and they were at the Bel Air Hotel having lunch, and she was sitting in there with right next to them. That's the beauty of living in LA. You could just, you know,
yeah,
run into, like, your Reese Witherspoons.
Well, and one of your questions too is, who would I have dinner with? And it was Reese Witherspoon.
Okay. So you love Reese Witherspoon. You're a big fan.
I am.
I haven't seen her in a movie in a while. Maybe she's really working on all these other projects to try to,
yeah,
know, give, so, back.
Yeah. She's also an avid reader and has this book club that has just a lot of, like, insightful, women themed books that I really connect with. And then she'll go online and talk with the authors, and it's something that I've just connected with. And she actually put out something where she was looking for, like, an online librarian to, like, help facilitate. This was, like, pre-COVID, and I submitted a video with it. The team helped me do like a submission tape. I didn't get a call back, but
I got a funny Reese Witherspoon story, if you'll humor me for a second. When I was in California in Brentwood in LA, there's a grocery store on the corner of San Vicente, and they have enormous magazine rack like they used to have here, but like they have them there still, like by the grocery store. It's literally probably took like a quarter of a block. And she's standing there, like looking through magazines, literally.
Seriously?
No one around her. Nobody around her.
So interesting.
Like 2013, I think.
Did you go up to her?
Probably. I did not. I did not go up to her, but like obviously, I was like, "Holy crap!" I think maybe she went to the grocery store there, and then like afterwards, just like was looking at magazines. But it was like one of those moments where you're like, "Whoa!"
That's nobody's bothering
her. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So now we need to look into her book club, which brings me to this question, which you're probably going to know the answer to. Last book or TV show you read or watched that impacted you?
So I read like 1 to 2 books a week. So this was kind of a hard question.
How do you read 1 to 2 books a week when you're running a company? That is amazing to me. You need to teach me how to do that.
It's my leisure time. It's what I do to wind down and what I do on the weekends.
When do you read?
I'm really cool.
What time of day? It's like when you say it's my leisure, like let's say like, so I'm training for a marathon. I'll run at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning to get it in. You're not waking up early to read a book that early.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Wow. Yes.
I will sit in my sauna. I have a sauna at my house and I'll do a little yoga or like a small workout and then sit in my sauna and read. Either I'll read the business journal and then I'll switch over to a book. And it's always like a lot of psychological thrillers. I'm a sucker for those. But I also dabble in some business books as well, because I feel like I need to switch it up. So the one book that really has impacted me on a professional level is called Herding Tigers. It's Be the Leader That Creatives Need. So that book was really powerful for me, because I had never before sis. I'm not a creative by nature. I'm analytical, and creatives need a different type of leader so that they can be their best self. And that gave me a lot of practical tips on how to motivate and lead my team.
Mm-hmm. What is the, what's next for Stellar Image Studios? Where do you want to be in you know, the age old question in a few years?
Yeah.
What's your goal?
I would say my goal is to strategically grow. I don't want to do runway growth. I want to strategically bring on new clients in the next couple of years that align with who we are, and just have that like steady growth, and then serve the clients that we, our existing clients, while strategically bringing on more.
Is there a specific vertical that you or industry that you'd like to get more into that you aren't yet? Like for instance, like multifamily, like, or, you know, science or healthcare or development.
I can't say that there's a specific thing I would like. I would say if we could do more product or promotional videos, I would like to do that, because we do a ton of storytelling, a lot of sizzle and hype reels, a lot of nonprofit videos, but if we could do more like product or promotional placement videos, that would be a vertical I would like to get more into.
Very cool. Jasmine Nastasi, co-founder of Stellar Image Studios. Their website again is stellarimagestudios.com. Thank you for coming on the Grill Nation show today.
Thank you.
It's been a great show. I want to thank Jonathan Cole as well from Pendulum Studios, pendulumkc.com. Thanks for joining us today. We will see you again next week. Have a great one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.